This is a spoiler-filled review of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, starring Tina Fey, Margot Robbie, Martin Freeman, Alfred Molina, Billy Bob Thornton, and Christopher Abbott. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause. Come back to it later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So let's get to the actual synopsis, which is provided by IMDb. A journalist recounts her wartime coverage in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So yeah, that's basically it. There's not much else to the plot of the story. Tina Fey is definitely a person that's trying to figure out what she wants to do in life. She has this boyfriend that is not really supportive of her. And when she goes over to Afghanistan, I think 3 months down the line, he ends up cheating on her and they break up. So that's done there. And Margot Robbie, I'm surprised that she's in this movie. Her character is actually kind of cool. She has quite a few layers to her. So she's trying to be the quote-unquote slut, I guess, from how they portrayed her. And then she's a go-getter at the end. So you're like, oh, this whole time she's actually doing things to get where she needs to go to in life. So it's kind of cool to see all that. So this is basically a true story, or based on a true story, of the true life of Kim Barker. It's based on her book, basically. So it's on that book. The book name is The Taliban Shuffle, Strange Days in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So there's quite a few funny moments in this movie. I thought from the trailer, you'll think there's going to be more comedy than actual heart-to-heartness in there. But no, it's complete other way around. There's a whole lot of heart-to-heartness and then a few comedy sprinkles in there from point to point. Alfred Molina's character is hilarious. He's a definite jewel in this whole thing. Billy Bob Thornton, he plays more of the serious role. He warms up a little bit to her, and I guess that's cool. His character seems like completely one-sided. Then you have Martin Freeman's character, where his character is kind of like a goofball at times, and he looks like he wants something serious, but not serious, so you're not really sure on his character as well. So it's kind of crazy to see that all this put together. But all in all, this movie is quite entertaining. There's a lot of things to be said, and at the same time, there's quite a bit of bias in it. Quite a bit of bias. It's definitely looking from the eyes of American, like straight up American, and she's not understanding most of what's happening there, so you see a lot of images come out, and it's like, oh, that's kind of typical, and I don't know if that's exactly true. Who knows? I'm not from over there, so I can't say yes or no. So it's like, oh, yeah, we've kind of seen this before, and this seems like it's very Hollywood to put in there, so I guess. And the whole story just seems very predictable. From plot point to plot point, you see that, okay, she doesn't want to go there, fall in love with this dude, and then she ends up falling in love with him. It's like, yeah, you're going to do it. And it happened on like a drunken night. So it's like, oh, yeah, drunken night. End up with that guy you said you really didn't want to get with. So I was like, okay. From the point where Margot Robbie's character is like, oh, don't fall in love with this guy. He's a douche. He's like, oh, yep, something's going to happen. And of course it does. Probably on the second night they get drunk. So it's like, okay, fine. Go ahead. And even that doesn't get resolved properly. He's like, oh, I want to do this. And he ends up playing her at the end because he wanted to get the story instead of going meeting her for like the hookup they wanted to do. So it's kind of funny that that happened. So I'm not sure if that's true or just how she felt on the matter of things. But all in all, she goes back and tries to save him. And she tries to enlist the help of Billy Bob Thornton's character, which he helps out anyway. He's like, oh, let me help you out. So that happens there. And they go back. They fight all that battle there. And that helps out Tina Fey's character get back into the limelight. So it ends up where her character is good to go at the end of the movie. So everything ties up quite well. Too well. There's barely any bad things to say about it. Besides, oh, the soldier that helped her in the beginning lost his legs and got kicked out the Marine. So that's the only thing that bad happened, per se. Everyone else is like, oh, things happened that helped her career out. Some things happened that didn't help her career out. And that was basically it. The movie had a little bit of substance, but if it wasn't Alfred Molina, funniness of Tina Fey, and Margot Robbie / Martin Freeman, then this movie would have been a horrible movie. But you could definitely go see this. Just that, I'm not sure. You could pay regular ticket price for it. I would probably say go see it in matinee, just because you're not sure of how you want to feel at the end of this movie. And for me, it would have been matinee prices, definitely. I wouldn't have paid full price, just because it's not my kind of movie. But if it's your kind of movie, then definitely go pay full price. So that's the only thing I have reviewed for this movie. If you like what I said, then definitely comment below. Even if you didn't like what I said, comment below as well. Let me know what you thought about it. If you liked my review, if you didn't like my review, and whatnot. All right, so you can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And, yep, I'll catch you later. I'm out.